InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
To say that the Epstein cover-up by the Democrats and then their attempts to basically say Trump was doing it has completely blown up in their faces. The Justice Department just discovered another million hidden files that Comey and his daughter and others had hidden in the Southern District of New York. They didn't turn them all over earlier in the year. And now they are saying it is bombshell horrible for the Democrats. Now, it is true that the CIA came to Trump, and I first broke this when he was president-elect, and said, look, this is too damning. He ran major money laundering operations for us. Going back to 82, he was involved under Bill Barr's dad, who was high-level OSS. That's on record. And Mike Benz, going over the hundreds of thousands of new documents, has been doing like four-hour broadcasts breaking it down. Now, when you watch the show, it's great. Benz got the receipts, but you're like, wait, we all heard this from Alex Jones 18 years ago. Lex Wexner, all of them, CIA. Then you got MI6, Mossad involved. You have Epstein taking over the family business from Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine's dad that ran it for the Mossad and MI6. And so under national security, they come to Trump and they say, look, they've already gotten rid of all the real files and stuff. This isn't going anywhere. They've salted it with embarrassing stuff about your wife and you that aren't true. All the same recycled crap, which I told you was going to be in there. And Trump just said, well, then screw it. Then they turn around and stab him in the back and say he's covering up. So that's why you saw him the last few months finally get his head screwed on straight and say, fine, release everything. And he's pissed. And now they found out where the feds had more stuff hidden. And because of Comey sat on top of this, the blackmail files, just like J. Edgar Hoover. And they just grabbed them and they're going to be releasing it. And Trump said, it's all Democrats. There's not one Republican on the list. And that this is... enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. So there you go. And the left spun that with headlines. Trump threatens to kill him your last Christmas. He said your last Merry Christmas. Meaning you're not going to be happy. But they believe through the corporate media that they can manipulate and cherry pick all this. And Trump had terrible advisors and terrible people. And Ratcliffe, if I know from people that are working with him, says, you know, bad news. Giving him this advice and saying it's right for the country, it'll crash the economy if you burn all these people. Plus, it's all old news, plus the statute of limitations, plus you can't. He's like, okay, fine. And then as I advised the president at the time, I said, they're going to turn around and stab your ass in the back. So I said, come out and say it's the Democrats, which it is. Say they're the ones covering it up. The hoax is that you're involved. And he came out a bunch this weekend and he said exactly that. And I can tell you point blank, I'm talking to his advisors on a routine basis and saying, this, you know, this is common sense, right? Plus, it's true. Why the hell would you buy into this disaster when you're not involved? Again, well, because it'll bring down the country. No, it's they're going to bring you down. Burn them. Blow them up politically. Open the airlock and fire them out into space. Flush them down the toilet. Put them in the political wood chipper. Destroy them. Good God, this is total war. You cannot believe any damn thing comes out of their mouth. All they know is being obliterated legally, lawfully, constitutionally. It's war. They're not giving us quarter. They're trying to destroy us. So either you should run up the white flag, Trump, and get on your knees, or go to total war. And I know you want to go to total war. Let's go. Let's go. Have my neck sticking out here forever. But the good news is we're really starting to get some traction now. And I am really enjoying it. And so, here's the key. We're seeing the surrogates, though. They can't pose as Democrats when they attack. People see through that. So they pose as patriots that are anti-Trump and that are just, you know, moral and good. And they're really, with Democrat talking points, Democrat tactics of lying to bring down the country. We're going to be exposing those people today. Stay with me.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
December 26, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the vaunted historic InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. Okay. The Epstein situation has entered a phase that is the most spectacular, the most dangerous, the most incredible of the 18, 19-year history of this fiasco. Okay? And thank God the White House and Mike Benz and Trump's surrogates are just coming out with the truth and blasting the CIA and the deep state and the Democrats and Bill Barr and his dad and all of it, because that's the only thing you can do. You can't make a deal with them in the name of national security. They're going to turn around and stab you in the back. So now they've found the other million-plus files in the Southern District of New York that James Comey and his daughter literally sat on, like Smaug the dragon sitting on his gold, the blackmail files, think J. Edgar Hoover 2.0. And Trump came out and said, all right, you dirty bastards. Every one of the people in here is a Democrat. Top bankers, heads of universities, hedge funds, top scientists, politicians. You want it, you got it. And as I predicted, all they got in the files is the five fake Jane Does that earlier came out in court weren't even real women on Trump. And oh, Melania is a hooker, not true, and recycled horse manure. And so here we are. This is such a danger point for the Clintons, who are begging not to be made to testify before Congress. This has completely blown up in their face. They thought they could give him bad advice to their operatives in the DOJ, Todd Blanche. They thought they could sit there and make Trump look like he was involved and then have the media manage it. The corporate media is a shadow of its former shadow of its former self. And so now a million plus files and Trump has been told what's in them, and I got a good idea. And he said, it's over for you. This is probably your last Merry Christmas. So I'm going to go ahead and hit this giant story right up front. Then, president to host holiday peace talks with Zelensky this weekend at Mar-a-Lago and Netanyahu. Big developments on that front. We've had governors, mayors, you name it, the latest, the Minneapolis mayor. Basically, death threat last week, ICE. They're going to get killed. You keep coming here. Well, and then we got video of the people literally attacking them when they go into a grocery store to buy water and surrounding them and shoving them and kicking the vehicles, and the restraint is unbelievable. And then we've had more of them shot at, more of them rammed four ramming events in the last few days? We have videos of those and other mayors saying they deserve it. I mean, these Democrats are trying to get ICE to react the way they should, and then they'll just cut the tape and not show them attacking the vehicles or ramming them. And when ICE is slamming their head in the concrete, go, oh, look, they're beating up innocent people. They've already been caught in Chicago and other areas doing that, but thank God the citizen journalists are there to show, no, here's the actual footage of them ramming the vehicle at 40 miles an hour and attacking them. So this is their Podesta plan, civil war situation that they're desperately trying to start. So we've got incredible videos of that and the latest jihadis burning up Christmas trees, attacking Christmas events around the world, including the U.S., just running around foaming at the mouth. It's in the $25 billion amount now. The old number is $18 billion of fraud a few days ago. Now they found billions and billions more fraud just in Minneapolis-St. Paul by the Somalis. Unbelievable footage of where they go to these restaurants, these daycares, these home care places, these medical facilities, and it'll be a shack with no windows. And it billed $20 million, $10 million, $7 million. I mean, we're talking total criminal operation with large cuts of it going right up through the Democratic Party, Tim Walz and others. And they look scared in these press conferences where the mayor is saying, you're going to start dying. You keep coming here and investigating corruption. And you see Tim Walz behind him nodding his head and bugging his eyes out. And you think, oh, he's a soft-spoken little twinkle-toed Mr. Tampon. That's just his act. He's a hardcore communist Chinese agent. And you know, as I said, what happened on June 14th up there, from all the evidence, was his operation. Those members of the legislature getting killed. I said they were obviously planning to blame it on Republicans, and their main shooter turned state's evidence and said, I was ordered by Tim Walz to do this, to blame Republicans. See where this is going? And I predicted 5 days before they do something like that. They are in so much danger right now, as their whole house of cards come down, they don't know what to do. But let me tell you, this is fabulous news. Trump waking up that he's been set up, waking up that he's got operatives in the administration, and going whole hog that the Democrats of the pedophile party, the Democrats of the party of human trafficking, the Democrats of the party of Epstein, the Democrats of the party covering up a million plus files, it's all true. So stop listening to Ratcliffe and burn them. Don't let them sit there and cherry pick and insert garbage in there. Hit them with everything. And it's game over. So that's coming up. Also, Bill Gates, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, ordered to testify in Dutch COVID vaccine inquiries. As the chickens come home to roost and more documents come out that it is a deadly weapon. Look at these numbers that Congress is now hearing. Dr. Tony Rogers, PhD, I believe that we are in the midst of one of the greatest crimes in human history. We have a product being injected into children 70 times that's never been tested against a proper saline placebo. Chronic illness has gone from 10% to 50%. What's that tell you? They're killing us. Of course, Bill Gates just says his main job is depopulating the earth, but he's got a shot. So you're healthy. He really cares about you. And, you know, we've talked about this for years, that the big scandal that's getting overlooked is surrogacy. Surrogacy is the new slavery. And there are some Chinese men that have had in the U.S., California, of course, has the laws tailored for them. It's closer to China. They can pick them up quicker. Over 100 children. And they already have them marked down for sale to men for wives, sex trafficking, or for organs or whatever you need. And they're U.S. citizens instantly. And they sign them up for all the welfare and then milk the money in. And it's all public. And again, they killed over 50 million Chinese girls in the one-child policy. If they have an imbalance, well, don't worry. They just come over here and literally hire models, you name it, when they're producing a sex slave. Or they get women tested for genetic purity if they're wanting to get a little organ blob. And then they just take the kid over there to China, and whenever they're ready, they just kill them and take their goods. Because the child's half you, you're not going to get organ rejection. That's what Epstein was actually, one of his main businesses, along with Peter Nygaard. Oh, yeah, it's much worse than just, you know, abusing 14-year-old, 15-year-old girls. That, they want you to just stay in that area and never get down the rabbit hole. That's the entrance to the rabbit hole, is 14, 15-year-old girls. No. Down in the rabbit hole is women getting pregnant with the man's own baby so it doesn't get genetically rejected. Central African women, because they have dominant genes and the stem cells are about 100 times better, just a fact, for health effects. And then the woman has an abortion in 8 months. They suck the baby dry of its bone marrow, its blood, and in multiple transfusions, put it into the rich old men and rich old women. And that's what Peter Nygaard, that's public, by the way, and not public, Epstein did, though it's leaked. He was into cloning and hundreds of babies of his own and underground medical facilities, his Oro Ranch, and all these medical chairs. All this. Oh, yeah, that's what they do. And he ran a CIA fleet of aircraft worldwide, massive money laundering, billions a month, for the CIA, MI6 Mossad interface. And now that interface thought it would hold Trump hostage. Oh, new documents coming out. That's why they defrocked Prince Andrew. He's now just Andrew Windsor, again, fake name. You know, they changed their name, what was it, 200 years ago to Windsor. And officially switched to it after World War. But the point is that he's now implicated in torture rings in the UK, torturing kids with electricity, which is their favorite thing, because it doesn't leave a bunch of marks. So that's coming up. Quite a bit of information today. So you definitely need to share the live feed on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the feed at Real Alex Jones on X, and follow us on the backup channel there at AJN Live, the Alex Jones Network, and, of course, Infowars.com/show. But whatever you do, tell folks about that local AM and FM station, that local cable station, TV station. And let's say you're a grandma in a town listening on AM radio. Tell your grandkids and your kids about the show. Send them links to Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. Hit your email list, hit your text message. Or let's say you're a young man. Send it out to your whole family or a young woman. The point is, this is an information war. You've got not some of the power. You've got all of the power to amplify what we're about to do today. And Patrick Byrne, who's recently been declassified, and you know, the General Flynn's vouched for it. We already know all that. I can already tell that from his work. Long-term, working for the CIA for decades. They tried to get him to set up Trump and people, and he refused, and then broke with that group. And he's going to have a lot of bombshell information coming up at 1:30 today. He'll be with us for an hour and a half in studio, always informative, always important. So look for that new information. He's going to be revealing exclusively here today. We'll take some calls with him as well. Now, that's just some of what is coming up. I also have a stack dealing with communist China and how much it's infiltrated, not just higher education, but primary education, both public and private. And tie it into how it dovetails with the left. Very powerful constellation of clips. And then I have Trump warming up as we get close to January with releasing massive evidence of his task force's findings of election fraud in 2020 and beyond. And basically everything that Patrick Byrne said, Mike Lindell said, all these other people, it's all exactly what they said, but worse. And the difference is now it's Trump posting on Truth Social. Ants on Fox News. Incredible new developments. And this is just the intro salvos. This is just the opening artillery. And then, as I mentioned, I'm somebody that doesn't talk about something until I'm really sure about it. And I'm far from omnipresent. So I have a blind spot, and I've admitted it to people. I tend to look at the globalists and their big systems, the IMF, the World Bank, the central banks, I tend to look at the big corporations, BlackRock. I tend to look at the way they locally control things, their propaganda, their operations. Because I'm about policy. I'm about, you can say whoever you want runs it, and everybody obsesses over this group or that group, but I'm just opposing globalist ideology, globalist policy across the board. And that's why they hate me, because they don't want humanity unified against them. But the only way that the globalists can stop our populist movements, not just here but around the world, is by posing as the patriots and then undermining and attacking the Donald Trumps, the Viktor Orbans, and the Bukelis of the world. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I've been analyzing their attack profiles and how they deceive, how they lie, and how they won't just attack a group organization they want to take down on one front. They'll hit it from all sides. And they've got these squadrons of other, quote, influencers and people that all attack with the same scripts at the same time. So you understand it's unified, directed fire. And so I've been sitting back watching it and analyzing it. And then recently, when the listeners are all asking me, hey, you got to go look at all these claims about TPUSA, they're being put out. So I already knew about most of it. I said, let me go look. So I went and looked at the two latest big things, and they were not true. And as soon as I said, hey, this doesn't look right, I was the traitor, I was evil, concerted attack. And now a bunch of these people, and we have them saying it, said, Alex, it isn't about whether it's true or not what we're saying. TPUSA is bad, we're taking it down. So a very honest moment, very Machiavellian moment here. And you look at the bearing and the behavior and the glare in these people's eyes and everything they're doing. They're on a mission. And it was known weeks ago that, I know we're on a lot of radio stations, people that hear this, I always remember, like, I'd say half of conservatives know about this. Because I talk to conservatives. Do you know about this? Half of them don't, half of them do. So when I talk about stories like this, I have to kind of give some backstory. Because a lot of people tuning in are like, you know, focus on really serious issues like the national debt and cutting taxes and, you know, stopping the brainwashing of our children, stopping World War III. Serious things, you know, real policies. And, you know, getting the poison, you know, fluoride out of the water, stopping all the poison shots, which we're moving rapidly to do, having huge success. And so if you get into little constellations of infighting, people kind of, you know, don't understand it. But just in general, I want to get into some of the tactics used by these people where you have folks accusing sitting members of Congress, like they picked their name out of a hat, of being in a secret meeting plotting the murder of Charlie Kirk. And then when you show on the very time and date they say that the congressman's there, you show he's indeed there. And they put up a later time stamp when he's in Congress saying, no, he's there later. He flew for the meeting in the morning, but he's there in the morning. And they just try to ignore that. And it's the same for everybody else that has their alibis. And then they just say, actually, we just don't care about truth. Choose a side. Well, I've never manufactured stuff to go after my enemies. So these tactics, the way this is being done, I simply set out, because listeners are saying, is this true? So I said, let me go investigate this stuff. The Egyptian plane stuff and, you know, this. And the Egyptian plane thing, it was way blown out of proportion. And 66% of the time, the planes were outside the continent when they claimed they were here. And the rest of the time, it was all scrambled, wasn't accurate. But that wasn't like conclusive, you know, cover up. You lie. Then this step with the Fort Huachuca thing is so cut and dry. And then even when the proof comes out, they attack and put out fake stuff to counter it. And then later go, okay, fine. You've proven it wasn't true. We don't care. We're going forward with it. I have clips of these people saying it without even looking for them. I mean, I saw like three clips yesterday, and I've got them. Of these people going, people I've had on the show. Like, Alex, you don't get it. We don't care if Candace's information is right. TPUSA is bad. We're taking them down. Wow. I mean, you talk about wild. You talk about sick. You talk about in their own delusion land. So when I told Candace over a week ago, I said, I don't want you to get hurt by this. You've done a lot of good work. I don't think you're consciously involved in this. You need to watch out. People went, oh, that's a threat. No, if somebody's doing something you believe is destructive for the country themselves, you tell them you need to watch out. That's direct. That's, I'm a very direct person. I don't speak in coded terms here. But that's what you do there too. Oh, ooh, ooh, you know. And then I said, you know, I've got to do this because it's the truth. And they're like, oh, he's got to do it. He's got a gun to his head. And just every little trick in the book. And so I'm forced to analyze everything that's being said and done. Because then I started noticing all these other groups and organizations doing the same thing, attacking everything TPUSA does, lying about all these different angles, attacking every facet of what they do, saying, oh, we never said don't donate to them. You have video of them saying don't donate. We never said that they were planning the assassination of Fort Huachuca. She literally says that she's totally convinced, it's very clear, the military can't get out of this. They were part of the plan to take out Kirk. I'm like, I got the video, lady. And then later, oh, I didn't say that. It's, you know, I mean, time and time again, you can't gaslight us like that. So now I'll be forced to show you saying you never said that, 5 clips of you saying it. And then you didn't say this, 10 clips of you saying it. I mean, you want to go down this road, we're going down it, okay? And I love the minions threatening me. You'll lose audience. We'll get you. I've taken on the New World Order, the CIA, the globalists. I've been nothing but attacked. And now I realize I'm taking on the same thing, it looks like, right now. So, I mean, I love how the globalists always, and their minions always threaten me and go, you know, we could, you know, blah, blah. I set the trends. I don't follow them. And that's who else I have on the show, is people that set the trends and are accurate, have a history of being truthful. We don't follow trends. We set the trends. So I explain to everybody, all the factions again. I'm a lone wolf, pro-American, pro-God, pro-freedom, that calls it like it is. Your chronicler, a sentinel, just to tell you the best analysis I have so you can make decisions in life. That's the mission God gave me. And I'm not going to ever back down from anything. In fact, I don't even know how to. And so when I start getting all the threats and all the garbage, well, roll up the sleeves. Let's see. So throw every lie at me you got. Do whatever it is you want. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. So, and it's going to be emblematic, not just of these individuals, this nest, but of all these other nests. And let's be clear. Ben Shapiro is a nest from the Zionist angle to come in and control conservative politics and derail Trump. He's bad. These groups can fight with him some, and it makes it look like they're good. No. It's all part of the same constellation at the end of the day. Key word I keep using. Notice Candace Owens is on YouTube, boosted by them. I'm banned. She's on all the other channels. Facebook, you name it, boosted. I'm banned. She's boosted. I'm banned. Oh, she worked for the Zionist literal Mossad operation. And then they sit around with their surrogates claiming, I do with no evidence. You see, no, sir. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. I work for God. Been on there 31 years. Started off on Access TV. My pedigree is there. The results are clear. Alex Jones was right. And when I see a major operation to derail our operation to save the country and a bunch of nasty people and people start threatening me and stuff, well, guess what? Roll up your sleeves, because the info war just went into high gear. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to theAlexJonesStore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So take the challenge, go to theAlexJonesStore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. You get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks with this. The effects of these are incredible. Again, I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful of the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, you need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine gummies and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. Get your orders in by tomorrow. You'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas. But we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally, to pay the rent and the payroll. I've got my Rolodex out. And I mean, there'll be no strings attached. But I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. But I'm literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? I'm giving you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive. I'm stronger. I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group. You know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it. Wake up, folks. Spread this message. The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation.
Don't worry. It's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted. By an early age I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Choices I've
We're all
made.
Gonna live and die by the choices we make.
I've had choices.
And at 52 next month, I am glad that more and more I follow the good voice. I follow about 99% of the time now. Then things just get better. Every day I do what the voice tells me to do. And do what's right. No matter what the threats are, what people try to say they're going to do. I don't even care about that. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. And that's why they always attack my integrity and make up all their stories and twist all their garbage, because they know at the end of the day, anybody with a brain who's followed what goes on knows I'm doing my best to bring you the truth. I'm busting my ass, and so is this crew, to get it right and to stand up for society and civilization, for our children and future generations, but also for ourselves right now. Now, this Epstein thing is so huge that watching this unfold yesterday was quite a Christmas present, and then going over it for hours this morning, I have to say we called it again. And I'm going to explain how huge this is in a moment. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you all right now about something beyond important. And it's about a choice that you have to make. And that's not hype. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has been under unprecedented attack for really 15 years, intensifying when Obama in 2013 secretly listed us as a terrorist organization for destruction by the CIA and FBI that was declassified earlier in the year by the Trump administration. I'm all over the Crossfire Hurricane. I'm all over the Arctic Frost as one of the main people to be taken out by the deep state itself. And the reason for that is we have the information, I have the background, I have the research, I have the guest, I have the crew, we have the giant audience. They tune in and they cannot stand what they hear being discussed on this broadcast. So when you spread the word about this broadcast, when you pray for this broadcast, when you share the articles and videos and reports or take them and make clips yourself and share them, this belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. When you do that, you are the amplification system. Again, you're not part of the fight, you are the fight. And when you support this operation financially, you allow us to stand up against the Paul Weiss law firm, the top Democrat law firm in the country, and we are having major victories against them. We've held them off, shutting us down, as you've seen, intensely the last few years. And it is just a knockdown, drag-out operation. But regardless, the Alex Jones store, thealexjonesstore.com, it's not owned by me, it's owned by Bigley. It's funding InfoWars and the fight and the crew and the operation and the bandwidth and everything. And it's funding the Alex Jones Network backup that's been built. So it is absolutely critical that you go to the alexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running a ultra massive sale. Buy one, get one free on almost every supplement we've got. A few of them we can't because the methylene red, a small shipment game, and it's going to sell out probably today. So add, and this is the key, you don't just buy one of one type and get the same one free. That's the usual deal. You can buy any supplement and buy any other supplement. So you can buy a $20 supplement and buy a $45 one free. You understand? So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible, Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors, now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High-quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, safe, healthy, metabolic rate turnup to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much. All right. Now, I was 100% right again, but I wasn't right. It's not like I'm Karnak the Magnificent. I'm dating myself. People that are old enough to remember Johnny Carson, he would put on a red turban and hold letters up to his head and try to guess what they were and make jokes. I'm not predicting the future. I do sometimes with enough information. No. I'm going off the record that's actually there hiding in plain view. And so it was clear when Epstein first started getting in trouble that he worked for the CIA. And then very soon we learned he worked for Lex Wexner. And then it came out that he had been hired originally in 82 by Bill Barr's dad, who was like number three in the OSS in World War II that became the CIA and that ran that girls' school and that wrote a science fiction book about a planet where aliens kidnap little boys and girls from Earth to rape them called Space Relations. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so we knew very early on that he was CIA, that he was also MI6 and Mossad. Again, Ghislaine Maxwell, his partner in crime's dad, was killed to cover up the billions that the government stole and that the MI6 stole, thrown off his boat, the Ghislaine, named after his daughter. And then he was handed the reins to that. So he was a super spy for the CIA, Mossad, and MI6. And I told you that thousands of times on record for decades. Told Joe Rogan that 10 years ago on his podcast. So it's all on record. And it was all there before. But then I could already figure this out, but I talked to Roger when Trump was president-elect, and I got Roger's permission to go ahead and say it. And talked about it on air with him. And he said, you can forget about him bringing all this out. The CIA came to him and said, it's going to bring down the royal family. It's going to bring down the CIA, Mossad, MI6. And plus, it's all old information. They destroyed most of the real files. And so don't expect it ever to come out. But Trump says, no, go ahead and still bring it out. But then the people under him, they come out and say, no, there's nothing there. Then whistleblowers blow the whistle, and we find out there's massive documents in the Southern District of New York. So about 9 months ago, they raid it, where Comey and his daughter were sitting on it at the FBI headquarters there. The head of that operation wouldn't release it, so he had to resign. Remember that? And so now we learn over the weekend, felt like the weekend over the Christmas holiday, that there's a million plus files in those same offices that were hidden under the control of the Democrats. And Trump has already pointed out, everyone in the current files, and they've looked at the new ones, it's Democrats. And so Trump came out with his message that, hey, you guys are done. This is going to be your last Merry Christmas. It's all Democrats. You're screwed. So think about how they maneuvered him, told him the documents were out when they weren't to make him look bad, then said, oh, sir, and I predicted this before it came out, your wife's in there, the Jane Does are in there, all the recycled bull is in there. And Trump said, well, then, holy hell, then this is BS. It's a hoax. And he meant the new stuff trying to implicate him with no evidence is a hoax. And it's come out that it was all the same recycled crap. Roger goes up there and meets with him, 6 months ago, says, you got to stop saying it's a hoax. Go out and explain the Democrats. They're the pedophiles. They're the ones that are in it. That's the truth. He goes out, does that. Approval rating goes back up. Then he gets sick of hearing about it, goes back to saying it's a hoax. We've talked to his administration. We've said, you've got to go to war with them. They're going to keep cherry picking it. You got to make the FBI actually get all the files they've got. It's way more than you know. And bingo, you've heard me say this every day for months and months. Now it happens. And now Trump took the gloves off and said, all right, you're the ones. You tried to set me up. Screw you. Screw the CIA. Screw Mossad. Screw MI6. I'm not involved with you guys. And you're all the ones doing it. All these big bankers, all these hedge funds, all these university heads, all of these politicians. Okay, it's coming out. And they'll try to spin it and say, oh, this is redacted, that's redacted. And then half the time the document's already out. And you see it's redacting informants or the victims, stuff like that. And all they've got is, oh, in a document he flew on Alita Express. Yeah, from New Jersey to Palm Beach. That's been in the news forever with his wife and kids when his plane was broken. Or, oh, this Jane Doe out of Houston, he raped. Turned out that was fake. So, again, it's just recycled crap. But notice, he's not in the photos. He's not in the hot tubs. He's not in the pools getting blowjobs. He's not, he's not there with Kevin Spacey. He's not there with Mick Jagger. He's not there with Woody Allen. He's not there. And so this is wonderful. Here's the bottom line. Trump knows they tried to set him up. They know that they double-crossed him when they said national security, sir. And so now he said, screw it, release it all. Now, you saw him have to do, in his last administration and this one, four different times he orders them to release all the JFK stuff, and they still hold stuff back. You're like, well, he should just go down there and do it. Do you have any idea how much stuff there is? It's so easy. It's like telling your kid, clean your room, and they just kind of throw everything under the bed. But it now it's happening. So this is amazing. Just in, Trump posts ominous Christmas message sabotaging Democrats who visited Epstein Island. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. And I saw liberal media, leftist media, saying enjoy your last Christmas like it's a threat. No, it means your Merry Christmas. You're not going to be too happy. Over 1 million Epstein docs uncovered by FBI in the Southern District of New York, where the Comeys were sitting on them. Here's Trump's statement on Truth Social. Merry Christmas to all, including the many sleaze bags who loved Jeffrey Epstein, gave him bundles of money, went to his island, attended his parties, and though he was the greatest guy on earth and thought he was the greatest guy on earth, only to drop him like a dog when things got too hot, falsely claiming they had nothing to do with him, didn't know him, said he was a disgusting person, and then blame on others, President Donald J. Trump, who was actually the only one who did drop Epstein and call the police on him when he first got arrested. That's on record. And long before it became fashionable to do so, 18 years ago, when their names get brought out in the ongoing radical left witch hunt, plus one low-life Republican, Massey, and it is revealed that they are Democrats all, there will be a lot of explaining to do, much like there was when it was made public that the Russia hoax was a fictitious story, a total scam. See, he's explaining. Trump being involved is a scam. Yes, exactly, which is true. And had nothing to do with Trump. The failing New York Times, among many others, was forced to apologize for their bad and faulty election reporting, even to the point of losing many subscribers due to their highly inaccurate fake coverage. Now the same losers are at it again, only this time so many of their friends, mostly innocent, will be badly hurt and reputationally tarnished. But sadly, that's the way it is in the world of corrupt Democrat politics. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas, President Trump. And that's true. 99% of this stuff, of all these giant investigations and Epstein's whole estate record and all of it, are innocent people. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Because this is what you want. This is what you get. Told you. The Epstein files just backfired on the Democrats. President Trump dropped the nuke last night. Trump says Democrats' names are about to come out from the Epstein files. Enjoy what may be your last Christmas. It's all Democrats. Yep. All Democrats. All. And as they begin to release more of the documents, he was running all sorts of fertility clinics and all sorts of stem cell stuff and all sorts of really macabre stuff like Peter Nygaard. And notice I've been the only one talking about Peter Nygaard on this. I go on other podcasts, they think they know about this. I go, have you looked up Peter Nygaard? Another billionaire, same clients, globalist, former presidents, you name it. And he's there saying, yeah, we artificially inseminate, or I do it myself. Oh, the fun way. He's like 80-something years old at the time. Looks like he's 60 with like a football player's body at 20. And he's telling the black women, we need to have you have a baby because you've got the dominant genes. It's mainly Central African, it's like super dominant, meaning that just the cells work better, not recessive. And then they have the baby early in abortion and they suck it dry. And then they put it in the old men. You have to understand, if it's your baby It's like organ rejection. Your body totally takes it in if it's your daughter or son you just killed. And so, I mean, people think like they get a stem cell shot from a woman's placenta and football players stuff taking it, just, it's like a miracle. That's some other woman, not even your genetics, and it's placenta. Imagine sucking the bone marrow out of a baby and it's blood. And then they inject it all into themselves in 6, 7, 8, 9 sessions. And literally, you see photos of Nygaard. He starts this. He's like an old man hunchback, and he looks like an NFL football player a year later. So it works, okay? I mean, this is real vampire stuff, okay? So, again, I've been harping on it for over a decade. No one seems to care. Yeah, look at this. No one seems to care. Because it's not like a weird brain puzzle narrative, whodunit, clue game, Sherlock Holmes. Oh, you know, was this going on? Was that happening? No, it's just right there for you. The answer, Zorro Ranch, Caribbean Islands, just like Nygaard is Caribbean Island. They got these facilities all over. And there you have it. That's what we're dealing with here. So enjoy what may be your last Christmas, says Trump. Look at this. Breaking, the FBI and Southern District of New York have just discovered over 1 million more documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. They're now being handed over to the DOJ, who says their lawyers are reviewing them around the clock. And see, Congress is like, you didn't release everything. We're going to hold you in contempt. And they're like, oh, here's the files. We just got stuff from all over the country. It's not just New York. And don't worry, you're going to get what you want now. Meanwhile, cops probe claims Epstein victims were abused at UK pedo ring parties with Andrew Windsor. You know who he is? That's the former prince. The heir to the throne. You know, King Charles died, he'd be the king. Andrew Windsor with Ghislaine Maxwell reportedly... It's coming out in the files. These are grand jury files, you name it, that they would take young girls, their fathers would, you know, train them into sex slavery, to these facilities and then hook them up and electroshock them. They just convicted a bunch of billionaires in New York and other places doing the exact same thing. That's what they do. And why do they like the shocking? Because they didn't put marks on them. Now that's the gold standard, torturing kids and raping them. The platinum is killing them. And that's what a lot of these women talk about when they were like, you know, 10 years old and stuff. The media just kept it like the 14-year-olds and stuff. That's like the bronze standard. That's like the entryway. But these world leaders would just tell them like, God, I want to kill you, really. Man, I wish I could kill you. And then they would come back and like beg, I'll give you $10 million. I want to kill her right now. And they're like, no, she's of service to us. So to these guys, it's like they want that power. That is really makes them feel good. And then if the girls ever speak up or start going sideways, they're like, okay. They're like, all right. They'll go kidnap them, grab them, take them to a dungeon. They're like, all right, enjoy your killing. And the psychopathic psychology of these criminals is pretty much all the same. Kind of like Ted Bundy liked to bite big chunks out of women. You know, he'd manipulate like 16-year-old girls. Oh, look, I have a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. He'd be at the mall. Oh, sure, let me give you a ride. He'd pull a gun on him. He'd say, I'm going to kill you. If you don't, just let me put you in handcuffs. Let me put you in handcuffs, it'll be nice. Put him in handcuffs. He takes him to a shack, got a basement, gets him chained up, and he says, all right, I'm going to torture you for about a week, and then I'm going to murder you. I'm going to really enjoy this. And he just starts biting chunks out of my eye. And so you want to know what these guys are? That's it, okay? And then imagine having your own baby that killed it in 8 months, suck everything out of it, and just... So that's your friends. And that's who the Democrats are. And that's who the British royals are. And it's all come out in the Netherlands and all over, like huge dungeons, crates full of dead kids, half of living kids in cages. This is Tony Podesta's art display they put in the Washington Post, how great it was in 2007, tortured children in dungeons. I mean, that's who they are. So just remember that. Files offer details on Epstein's death in federal custody. Public release of Epstein records puts Maxwell under fresh scrutiny amid claims of innocence. But you ought to go read about what's in the files, reportedly, allegedly. But this fits with the MO I've got. You've heard me talk about this a lot on the electrocution stuff. Cops will ask the FBI for more information about the claims Epstein victims were abused in pedophile ring parties in Britain. A batch of files related to the U.S. this week included unproven claims Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell attended events in which abuse took place. Alleged victims, but remember, I told you, the real mothership's the U.K. That's where the real stuff goes on. Alleged victims said they were tied to a table and tortured with electrical shocks by Maxwell and Andrew and other men watched on. Andrew Windsor, that's the former prince, has always strongly denied any allegations of misconduct made against him. The 35-year-old claimed that they were drugged and driven by their father to an abuse ring in Surrey in the mid-90s, where when aged between 6 and 8, Surrey, he goes on, a spokesman added, we are therefore engaging with relevant agencies to obtain access to the redacted information. And now they got the million new files coming out. So we'll see who all's in there. Oh, so you guys wanted to hang around Trump's neck. Okay, well, you get what you want now. Just like Trump said, he said, hey, sad some of you are innocent, but you're the ones did this, so F you all. Me to read that to you again? This, how many times have you heard me say this is what Trump needs to do? How many times? Probably about 2,000? How many times did I say on air, they're going to set you up, Trump? Again, it's not like they came to him and said, cover it up, sir. It's like, it's a big mess, and, you know, a lot of it's innuendo and innocent people in there, and it's old, and we're not sure, and, you know, well, what's in it? Well, you know, just a lot of really horrible stuff, and all these leaders, all these people, and he's like, what? Thousands of Democrats? What? He goes, okay, well, just tell them, leave me alone, I'll leave them alone, since it's such a big mess, which was a mistake. Because the CIA is like, sir, it'll bring down the country. And then they turn right around and do this, and Trump's like, all right, that's it. Fine. He even said, like, a couple weeks ago, he goes, fine, it may destroy the economy. Remember I told you that over a year ago? He said, fine, it may just destroy everything, but it may destroy the whole country, but okay, fine. Yes, I told you exactly how this would go. This is very pleasing, because it's not going to destroy the country. It's going to destroy them. God's watching. All we got to do is go at these people, and God will take care of everything else. God wants courage. He wants evil run over and destroyed. Okay? We'll get so much prosperity out of this, it'll make your head spin. Guaranteed. I mean, we start convicting these people and hanging them. Woo! God's going to rain gold from the sky. We'll be right back. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the, you know, middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, you know, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy, in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.